you find out there today?
It was difficult out there today. You know, the wind obviously is a completely different direction than what it was yesterday. On top of that, you know, we've had quite a bit of moisture on the greens overnight. We actually made a couple ball marks early, and it obviously changed a lot as we were playing along. Our last four holes, our last five holes, it got awfully quick. But one thing that you know, G and I were both talking about today is that we never got an uphill putt to the hole. You know, we were really struggling with that. They were so much slower than they were yesterday. But you get it like coming down the hills, they're running out still.
You okay with them doing that to the course? Or did it throw you off? It seemed like early you were having a hard time getting the ball.
I was having a hard time to get the ball, the chase, and then on top of that, trying to hit the putts hard enough going up the hills. But, you know, then in the middle part of the round, I kind of lost the pace, and I was blown up past the hole. But finally got it kind of fixed out at the end.
Tiger, like big par saves on 10, 13, 14, 15. You were really kind of working your backside up there.
Yeah, you know, it was tough out there. You know, the 10th hole, that putt's tough because as I was explaining earlier, it's uphill early and it's slow. But then it gets on past the hole and it you know, goes downhill and downwind. But it was a nice putt to make there. And 13, as far past that putt would have gone yesterday if it hadn't gone in, is about as far short as I ended up today. And happened to make it.
How about your putting right now? Is it close to where it was a few years ago when you were really in the green?
Yeah, you know what? I was leading, you know, strokes gained most of the year. So,
I
putted good this year.
Yeah.
sorry,
no, not
but I feel good over it, and just like I have most of the year. It's tough out there, you know. Right now, with the wind blowing a little bit, you know, it's moving putts. You know, we had to allow for some wind either to hold it or to move it, and that's all feel. And hopefully, you guess right.
How do you feel like this sets you up for the
week? Well, I'm in a good spot. You know, I'm tied for the clubhouse lead, I think it is, right now, with, Henrik and Westy. You know, these guys got to go out this afternoon and obviously play a golf course that's quick and drying out and with a different wind. So it'll be tough out there.
Will you watch them suffer?
I'm going to go eat.
What do you think it
would take them? You know, I might, may not. Just continue plodding along. Just continue just being patient, putting the ball in the right spots. And, you know, we're not going to get a lot of opportunities out there. But I've been able to capitalize, and hopefully I can continue doing that.
Do you feel like you've been patient enough to the weekends and majors in the last year?
Yeah, you know, I've been right there. I give myself chances. And, now this is going to be a difficult one. You know, if the wind continues to come out of the east, I think it's what the forecast is for tomorrow, and maybe a little bit cooler with, obviously, if it's a little cooler, a little more humidity in the air. So, you know, we'll see what they do overnight on the golf course, see if they put just a little bit of water on or they just let it go.
What do you think it might take over the weekend, score-wise, to win?
I don't know. I mean, that's it's one of those things where, you know, it's changed, you know, daily. The practice rounds, I've played early, and it, you know, there were quite a few ball marks out there. Then we get out there where it's yesterday and where there's nothing. And, you know, hitting six irons on a couple holes that were going 275, 280. You know, today I hit a sandwich about 180 on one of the holes out there. So it's just what this golf course does. You know, it's so quick, and depends on where you land, on what side of the slope. Is it on the back side or on the front side? And that determines a lot how far the ball's going to go, and it's gonna be a good test.
You've had some wonderful performances in the majors the last few years. Obviously, you haven't won it. Do you ever let that get to you? Do you ever say to yourself, I want it this badly, or is that the worst thing you can do?
Well, I think you just continue playing, continue putting myself there. I'm not going to win every major I play in. But certainly I can try and put myself there, and if I give myself enough opportunities, that you know, I'll get my share, and I think I have so far in my career.
Is it hard to believe it's been 5 years though, right now?
Yeah, well, I've put myself there. I just haven't won. I've had chances on the back nine on many of those Sundays, and just one of those things where I just haven't gotten it. Just kind of continue putting myself there.
There's a few people that have ever read greens as well as you. When you bring Joey in, like you did on 8,
yeah,
is he confirming what you think you see, or is he reading it totally on his own?
I let him read it on his own, and then we confer. And when I only bring him on the hard ones.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, the easy ones I got. They're easy.
Confirmation from him.
So a lot of times I am, okay. And other times I'm seeing two different things, one from behind the ball, one from behind the hole. And I just want to get what he sees. A lot of times we read putts where I just wanted him to tell me what he sees, what it does early and what it does late, where if there's going to be any kind of transition anywhere in the middle
of
the putt.
Is that what happened on 8? I mean, you actually paused, and you don't do that.
Yeah, I felt left center, but when I kept looking at it, I feel more dead straight to right center, and then maybe I need to play left center because the wind's blowing, it's coming off my left, it's going to move it, it's going to move it down the hill, maybe not, and then I blocked it. I've hit, I believe, about 8 or 10 on the range. I got you good on that, Bobby.